Well, we have a bunch of guests in with us here this morning on our program. Melissa Johnson is with us, along with some young friends she brought with her to talk a little bit about things that are going to happen here this next week, starting this afternoon, as the group Prairie Fire makes its way back for a children's theater production here in Atlantic. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having us on this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time. We appreciate all you being in here this morning. We'll talk to the youngsters here in just a little bit. The Prairie Fire opportunity is through the Atlantic Children's Theater Group. Talk about that.
That is correct. The Atlantic Children's Theater Group is basically kind of a group of a few moms who've been involved with the production each year. Their kids have been growing up doing the plays. And we want to keep bringing the production back to town, keep offering opportunities for our local youth. And so we are actually in the process of forming a nonprofit so that we continue to get sponsors and continue to bring this back every year and look for other things the kids can do as well with it.
Has it been pretty well supported?
It has been. We every year have particular donors who support us every year. The Atlantic Community School Foundation always gives us a grant, the Kiwanis Club, and we have a lot of other local businesses that provide sponsorships as well to help keep this going.
And the youngsters turn out.
Absolutely. The youngsters turn out.
That's good, because that's important. You can't have children's theater without children, right?
That's right.
Well, I know you're getting started here this afternoon, actually, with auditions, so it's all going to happen pretty quickly.
Yes, that's right. We start auditions today at 1 o'clock at the Atlantic High School Auditorium, and the audition process is real simple for the kids. They just show up at 1 o'clock. They don't need to do anything to prepare, and this particular production that we're doing this year, Aladdin, has positions for up to 81 children. So basically, the kids all get a spot in the production. They'll stay until about 5:15 each day. So rehearsals Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 1 to 5:15. And then they do a run-through on Friday and performance on Friday night at 7 and Saturday at 2.
And there are lots of things for the youngsters to do. Don't they do more than just perform? Aren't they part of the crew and the staff and everything else that goes on behind the scenes?
They are help running the whole thing the whole week. It's really kind of a cool thing. The Prairie Fire Children's Theater that we bring the residency into town, they send two people from their staff that are producers and actors. And so they will help mold our children, help them learn their songs and their dance, and you know, help them get everything put together. They help move the sets around in between the different
different scenes.
Yes, during the production. So yeah, they get a lot of hands-on experience working with the producer actors.
Yeah, they really get to see the entire production, how it's staged, how it comes off, how it happens in the first place.
They
which for
sure
a lot of folks
do.
They never get to see those kinds of things when you sit in the audience.
Right.
Well, very good. Good experience for the youngsters, and you know, it's really an opportunity for them to learn if it's something that they want to pursue even further. You know, instead of waiting until you maybe perhaps get into high school and see if you want to get involved in drama.
Right. This is a great experience for kids. Once they finish first grade, they're eligible to do the play. And so this gives them, you know, several summers worth to do and learn, you know, do they like doing production? Do they like acting? Do they maybe want to consider, you know, some behind the scenes things with production? So it gives them several years to practice so that by the time they get into high school, they kind of know if they like doing this type of thing or not.
You bet. And they usually do types of performances that the kids will be somewhat familiar with. This year it's Aladdin, for example.
Yes, yes. It's really kind of fun how Prairie Fire Children's Theater always brings a storyline that we're already familiar with, characters that we already know about, but it's an original adaptation of. So lots of fun twists and turns in the storyline.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit some of the youngsters you brought in here, because they're the important ones. They're the ones that have to do all the hard work behind the scenes and get out on stage and all that kind of fun stuff. So let's start over on this side. And you are?
Allie.
And your last name?
Brockham.
Allie Brockham. Very good. Allie, tell us about Prairie Fire. What's it been like for you?
It's been fun because we get to do a lot of things that you can't do at school except when we're doing the musical. And some kids don't even get to do that. So they all get a chance to, like, be big and be loud. And the costumes are really fun.
I bet they are. How many times have you done this?
I've done it, I think, five.
Wow.
Six.
Five or six times already? What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite show?
Yeah, that'd probably be Beauty and the Beast.
What part did you play?
I played, Sleeping Beauty. I played the choreographer.
Oh, excellent. All right. And you had a good time with that?
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Oh, very good. Do the kids all get along real well? Is it real hectic behind the scenes trying to get organized?
Sometimes, but then other times it's just really quiet and you can't even tell that we're all really nervous.
Is it nerve-wracking getting ready for the show?
Yeah, because in the last seconds, it's just like, oh my gosh, what if I forget what I'm going to say?
They help you out a lot, though, don't they? How are the people from Prairie Fire to work with?
They're really awesome because, like, adults usually are really kind of stressed out and don't really talk or anything. But they're, like, big and bright and really fun to work with.
And they enjoy being around children, I assume,
oh,
too,
yeah.
Because they spend all day like that. And you've had an opportunity to do these things, be in front of a crowd, to take on responsibilities through this. How has this experience changed you, being able to do this 5 or 6 times now? I mean, are you a more forceful person now? Or are you less afraid to be out in front and be a leader?
Yeah, I'd say I'm less afraid to be out and be a leader now because it's not so different.
Very good. Well, good. And you're going to try out again today?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Well, very good. Well, we hope you have fun with that.
Yeah, I think I will.
Good. Thanks, Allie. Appreciate that. Who do we have next?
Rio Johnson.
Okay. And Rio, tell us about your experience.
I think it's really fun doing Prairie Fire because you get to be loud and big, and you get to play a part, and you get your own costume.
Yeah. Now, I know, you know, obviously your family's involved in this, too, so I'm thinking, well, you don't have much of a choice. You have to participate, but you have a choice in what you want to do, and you do this because you like it, right?
Yeah.
Talk about your experience behind the scenes. What should we know sitting in the audience that we don't know about all this? Because it looks like it comes off so perfectly.
Some people are nervous. Like Allie said, that they're like the last second that you go on the stage, that like you think you're going to forget the words you say. But I think I'm fine because I'm not afraid to like do it.
You like the costumes?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a chance to work on a lot of those types of things, like sets and costumes and things, too?
We don't work on the costumes, but we kind of help work on the sets.
So you get to be
yeah.
you get to be creative, too, during the week. Great. What's your favorite part about doing this? What do you like most?
Being in it and having fun.
You like doing that with a lot of other people, then, too?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. What's your favorite production so far that you've been involved in?
Sleeping Beauty.
What part did you play?
A sheep.
And you enjoyed that, why? You probably didn't have a lot of speaking parts as a sheep, huh?
Yeah, but it was fun.
But it was fun anyway. Very good. Well, you get cool costumes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, good luck. And you're going to try out today?
Yeah.
Very good. All right. And who else do we have here with us today?
Katie Rotfuss.
Okay. And Katie, tell us about your experience. How many times have you done this before?
So many I can't even count.
Do you have a favorite?
Yes, Sleeping Beauty.
What part did you play?
I played the black sheep. I just kind of danced to my own beat.
You know, you don't always have to have actually speaking parts, you know, the big parts up front to have a good time with theater, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to, you just speak with your actions mm-hmm. and... It's just a lot of fun.
You get to be more creative that way. Do you? What got you involved in theater in the first place? Is that something you always had an interest in, or have you just kind of thought, this would be fun to do, I'll try it?
I've just done it since I can remember.
So you're just kind of a ham.
Mm-hmm.
You like to be out front. And do you think you might continue to do these types of things when you get a little bit older in school?
Definitely.
Yeah. Is that something that you want to make as part of a career choice for you? Are you kind of keeping those options open?
I'm keeping the options open, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you got a lot of time to think about that yet. You're trying out today, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're familiar with the story of Aladdin and his magic lamp?
Yes. But
so what part do you want?
Well, I'm not quite sure of what kind of parts they give because they always put this kind of Prairie Fire twist into it.
Uh-huh. That's right. Does that make it fun for you? That's not just the same old story you read in the book?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Very good. All right. Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun with it. It sounds like you're having fun before you even get to rehearsals here today.
Yes.
Well, good. Well, I want to talk to Melissa again a little bit more about what the process will be like today. You talked about there's not a lot of preparation that's really needed for the youngsters to show up today. Just be there on time and be ready to go, and they'll fit you into different parts and things. And there's always room for just about everybody, right?
That is correct. Yes, we love having all the kids in the community who are interested in doing this type of thing come out and get involved. And there are parts for children who are maybe younger and a little bit on the shyer side, just kind of starting out. There's roles for them. There's roles for older kids who have been doing this for several years, have experience, can remember lines, you know, can project their voices, and roles for everybody in between as well.
And the Prairie Fire employees are really good about making sure that the roles fit the talents of the youngsters. They don't want to put them in a position where it'll be awkward for
them.
That
is correct. During the auditions, one of the things they actually have the kids do is line up kind of based on age and go have them go around and kind of, you know, say their names, and then they'll have them practice saying certain lines from the movie with much gusto and enthusiasm. And from that, they can kind of see what the good fits are as far as the kids go.
Mm-hmm. And this is a week-long project for them.
Yes, it is. It's a week-long project. It's amazing. From a parental point of view, seeing them start the audition process on Monday and thinking, I don't know how they're going to put a production together in 5 days. And by Friday, by the time they do the first performance, it's just amazing to see. And even if something doesn't go off the way they planned it, it's still perfect when you're sitting and watching from the audience point of view.
Well, and that speaks highly of the work ethic and the talent of the youngsters involved, that they can pull all this together in just a week.
Yes, it's a pretty cool thing watching them do that.
I'm sure
it
is. And a lot of folks come out, and the performances are?
Performances will be on Friday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. And previously, we have charged $5 per ticket. However, since we are working towards nonprofit status, we will not be charging or giving out tickets per se. We will actually just be accepting free will donations. And your free will donation will help ensure that the production comes again next year. And we do already have next year's production figured out what play it will be.
Well, excellent. So all the money that would be raised toward this on a free will basis will go right back into the project.
Absolutely. So your generous donations continue to support our local youth.
Very good. This afternoon, Monday, July 6th, today, 1 o'clock at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. That's where the tryouts will be, the auditions. That's where the rehearsals will be, and that's where the presentation will be.
Yes, that is correct.
Very good. So for parents, all they really need to do is make sure they get the kids there on time and pick them up on time and make sure you come and enjoy great presentations then on the weekend.
That's right.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I can see all the smiles on the kids' faces. They're having a good time with it. Thanks so much. Appreciate all you coming in this morning, and good luck to you.
Thank you.